Hi, my name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link Product Group. And in this video demonstration, I'll show you how you can use C# code and the UCMA 3.0 Core SDK to build your own simple call center application. This application is designed to answer a call from a customer who's dialing into a fictional company, Contoso Pharmaceuticals, wanting to speak to the billing department. The application collects information about the customer, transfers the call to an appropriate person in billing. I call this person an agent. And of course, you'd like the agent to know as much as possible about the customer before they take the call. So the application also transfers that information about the customer to the agent, and the information appears on the agent's screen when they answer the call. This slide shows how the application does this. The bot is a UCMA program that functions as a switchboard operator. The agent is a Link Silverlight program that receives a call transfer from the bot, and the caller is a customer, is our customer calling into the fictional company. And you can see from top to bottom what happens here. First of all, the caller calls into the bot application. The bot application performs TTS, or text to speech, and delivers the prompt, "Hello, can I connect you to billing or sales?" And then the caller responds with an answer, "Billing," and the bot uses speech recognition and comes back with a second prompt, again TTS, "Who shall I say is calling?" And the caller responds with their name, Tony Poe. Again, the bot does speech recognition, and at this point it knows who the customer is and what department they want to talk to, so it does a call transfer to the correct department and also does some kind of lookup to get background information about the customer and transfers that data as part of a contextual data transfer to the agent, so it appears on their screen when they answer the call. The next slide shows that I'll be using three different computers for this demonstration. First of all, the customer, the role of the customer is played by a third computer that you'll never see. I use it to call into the bot application, which is our fictional switchboard operator. The bot application receives the customer call, performs text-to-speech and speech recognition, transfers the call to the agent, and sends contextual data providing background information about the customer. And then the agent is on the home computer for our demonstration. It receives the call transfer from the bot and displays the customer information for use by the human agent who will be handling the customer's call. And I'll be using a remote desktop to connect to the bot computer during the demonstration while I walk through the code in the bot. You'll never see the third computer, which is our customer. Bits and pieces of this application are already documented in the MSDN library, although we've never pulled this particular application together in one place. For more information on some of the topics I'll discuss, I suggest you take a look at a code example that we'll be looking at in a minute or two here, and some articles that I'll point to at the end of the demonstration. But right now, let's go ahead and demonstrate the application itself. Going to use remote desktop to connect to the computer that has the bot application. Hit F5 and start it. And I'll sign in. And then while the platform is starting up, I'm going to transfer back to the agent application and then, or the agent computer, and then off computer, I'm going to start the call from the customer coming in. And you'll see the contact change status on the Link client here, and you'll be able to hear the interaction going back and forth.
Hello, can I connect you to billing or sales?
Billing.
And who shall I say is calling?
Tony Poe. And we see here the call's arriving, and the agent's going to open their application there and click this button to get the contextual data about the customer. And you see we've collected customer ID, customer name, and customer account balance. I want to show you the code sample up on MSDN. If you go to the MSDN samples gallery and type in Link and click the search button, you'll get all of the Link sample applications. And then scroll down to the bottom here, we want to go to the second page. And the second item on the second page, right now at least, is the sample app that has all the code for this demonstration. So you can go here if you want to get the code, the complete code. So let's go ahead and take a walkthrough of the code in these two applications. We'll start with the bot application. Close the app down and open up Visual Studio. And we'll just take a look at a couple of the most interesting methods. First of all, the prompt user for department method, which we use to set up the speech synthesis component of the bot application. First thing I do is create a new speech synthesis connector and attach the audio video flow instance to it. And then I create a new speech synthesizer object and provide configuration information. Then I register for notification of two events. Then I start the speech synthesis connector. And finally, I use the speak method to prompt the caller with that first question. And then down to the recognize department name method, I use this method to set up the speech recognition component for the bot application. And the first thing I do is create a new speech recognition connector, and I attach the audio video flow instance to it, and then start the connector. Create a speech recognition engine. Register for notification of two events. And you see here I create two very simple grammars. In your case, you should probably consider using either an SRGS XML grammar or a Grammar Builder grammar, both of which are pretty well documented. I'll point to an article in a minute or two here. And at the end here, I provide configuration information. And then further down here, the send caller info method. I use this method to send the contextual data to the customer, about the customer to the agent. First thing I do is create a channel object and then get the contextual data. And finally use the beginEstablish method to send the contextual data off to the agent. And remember that the Link Client SDK also supports contextual data, but here we're using the methods and objects that are provided by the UCMA SDK. And finally in the bot application, I'm going to take a look at the setCallerInfo method. This is the method we use to actually set the customer, or to specify the customer data information. It's largely hand-waving code. In a production situation, you might be using something like a SQL stored procedure to get this data. And this, again, is the data that's sent using the beginEstablish method, which we looked at in the previous method. And finally, for the bot application, we'll take a look at the registry. I'll open up Registry Editor. And the first thing you'll notice here when it gets open is the path to the key and that the path to the entry. And the key is the GUID. And there's just two values. Internal URL is the path to the application executable, and there's a name value. And it's very important that both ends of the conversation use the same GUID value for the registry entries. So now we'll go ahead and take a look at the agent application. Open up Visual Studio. And you see here the XAML page. There's not too much going on here. It's just a couple of text boxes and some labels. And there's a button, and these text boxes are used to display the contextual information in the agent application. And this is all generated by the code in the code behind, which we'll take a look at here. First of all, I set the GUID for the conversation and get the conversation object. And I use the getApplicationData method to get the initial context data. And then finally, I parse the context data and display it in the text boxes in the agent application. Okay, that's about it. The last thing I want to do here is point to some sources of additional information that you may want to take a look at. First of all, on Channel 9 on the MSDN website, there's a video demo titled UCMA Hello World, Send an Instant Message. And if you get Channel 9 open, go Browse Tags, click L, click Link. It'll display all the Link video demos, and then go down to the second page. Click Next here, and a little further down, there's a video demo right there. UCMA Hello World, Send an Instant Message, which has good information about setting up the UCMA platform. And then over in the technical articles section in the MSDN library, the docs about Link. First of all, there's an article called comparing UCMA 3.0 call transfers. I'll get to it down here. Scroll down. There it is. Click it. Okay, this article has information on call transfers. Contrasts the different types of call transfers. Provides some conceptual art and lots of code samples. It's written by my colleague Mark Parker. And second article I want to take a look at here is called Creating Speech Recognition Calculators in UCMA 3.0. Scroll down a bit here, I'll find it. There it is. And this is another Mark Parker article, and again, lots of conceptual art and code samples. This is good for the fact that it uses both speech synthesis and speech recognition in the same application, which is a key aspect. And finally, for information on contextual data, down at the bottom of the list here, working with 2010 contextual data methods and events, sort of an overview of contextual data. This is an article that I wrote. Good background information if you want more information. Thank you very much.